Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruber studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It is a high of 75, and currently Cousins is 61 at the Grandview Triangle.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Administrative Professionals Day?
Oh, okay. Shout out to my mama. She's still at it. She's still grinding hard. Okay. Shout out to all the secretaries of the building.
Yes.
We see you. You're very necessary. Big news happening today, D. John Sherman, Governor Keogh, Mayor Lucas, they're making a big announcement. Probably the Royals is moving downtown to Crown Center. We're going to have six council member Jonathan Duncan. He's going to be in the building representing the 6th District, D.
Can't wait to talk about that. That's been a conversation for a long time. We got your gas cards on hand, and the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. We got to talk about why Janet Jackson is not in the MJ biopic, because we found out why. And then also, Akon shares the most ungrateful genre of music.
Uh-oh. Midday, y'all, come on. Hump it out, come on. Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing my Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You cannot go back in time and reverse a bad decision. What you can do is let it inspire you to make better choices going forward. Regret produces negative energy that only serves to bring you down. Yet, you can come up with ways to transform that energy into a positive force. Feel the regret that lingers from your past. Then refocus that feeling on the good you can do in the present and future. Turn your desire to change what previously happened into a powerful desire to make beneficial use of what's now available to you. You've learned a great deal from all you've been through, and that wisdom is much potential value that you can reshape into tangible value. From your recollections of time that's been wasted, create new time that's put into productive, meaningful use. By considering opportunities you've squandered, seek to surpass them with fresh opportunities seized. Regret happens, yet it never has to be the end of your story. You have much better things to do now. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 75. Currently, Cousin, it is 61 in Blue Springs. Former First Lady Michelle Obama, her podcast has been taking off, and she's been having some interesting guests that have been on her show. The latest has been WNBA star Angel Reese, and she gave her some words of affirmation.
You are handling yourself beautifully.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not just what you do, but the way you carry yourself, girl.
Thank you.
It is really a joy to watch you manage it all. And you do it with a smile on your face, with an excellent attitude.
Thank you.
So I am just...
It's an honor coming from you, the queen. The queen.
Imagine getting some words of affirmation like that from the former First Lady. Like, that gotta feel good.
Yeah, forever indebted to her, because that's, look, I would use that to gas me up all day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, ain't none of y'all, ain't None of y'all can say nothing to me. Y'all know what Michelle Obama said to me? Right. Man, please.
Let somebody say something bad about me. I'd be like, would you like me to call?
Right, Michelle.
Michelle, real quick.
Oh, okay. Shut up.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Moving on, Gucci Mane, he made his first public appearance at the UFL Birmingham Stallions home opener since he had his run-in with Mr. Shiesty.
But what do you make of this crowd?
I'm loving it. I love the energy.
What can you tell me about your set list?
I'm going to miss the old with the new. You know what I'm saying? This guaranteed to work.
Any message for the fans?
Just get ready for the show. It's going to be a good time.
Enjoy.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Man didn't turn into a Chick-fil-A worker.
Didn't he though? My pleasure. Hey. Come on, wear your chain and your ring. Maya, bring it back.
So I said,
Come on. Maya, we got to bring this back, dog. Come on.
We need a Pooh Shiesty version.
No, we don't. Stop. Why are you doing that? Nigga, this side, come on.
Ooh, was this before or after Gucci was robbing?
This was during. Definitely during. Early days. That is a jam right there, boy.
That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Cousins, we'll be back at it 6:39 right here. Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwback.
Stop with them three jams, y'all.
Around my neck and my wrist don't chill. Any given time, 250 in your grill. All I do is talk. You can even add a couple grand for my outfit.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Now, D, let's go to Spelman College real quick because this affects somebody here in Kansas City. Spelman College had their 43rd Miss Spelman competition. It sparked some controversy on campus and prompted an unusual decision to name co-title holders. Kinsley Wilson was initially crowned Miss Spelman on April 11th. Mm-hmm. Jillian Collier named runner-up. Officials later said a post-pageant review found that a technical discrepancy in the scoring process, okay? So they recalculated the results, and the college determined that Collier had earned the highest overall score. So Spelman said that, quote, is overhauling its protocols and apologized for the mistake, adding that it is working to ensure a similar error does not occur again. You're like, okay, that's cool. That's a good story. Why is this relevant to Kansas City? Well, Jillian Collier is the daughter of Dr. Collier, who's the superintendent of KCPS. And she is a rising star in Kansas City. She's already worked in the office of KCK over there with Tyrone Gardner when he was mayor. So this young lady is a rising star in the city. And, you know, of course, she's the daughter of the superintendent of KCPS. So we just wanted to shout her out, Jillian Collier. We know that you a queen in your own right.
Yes,
and we know you won that competition. Period. And we always going to cheer for you right here in Kansas City. And shout out to all our college youth doing big things at their universities.
Yeah, might as well shed some light on all the pageants. It's a lot of pageants that happen in the town, too. So, of course, big shout out to Key, the Juneteenth pageant. So, shout out to all the girls that do that because it takes a lot of courage to even get in front of people, participate, read your cards, memorize all of that information. It's a lot. So, tipping my hat to all the young ladies out there, the young women out there. Keep doing your thing.
Absolutely.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay.
Somewhere in Kansas City right now, Mary Quinn Lucas, he's breaking out his best, most cleanest razor to shave his head and his face. And he's breaking out his sharpest suit.
One of his Bob Kendrick suits.
Right, yeah. Because he's going to join Kansas City Royals chairman and CEO John Sherman and Missouri Governor Mike Keogh at 10 a.m. for a special event at the American restaurant Fancy. Oh, they broke out the best. Okay. Champagne and caviar for everybody tonight. They're going to provide an important update on the future of our Kansas City Royals in Kansas City. So, there's a lot of smoke around this.
It is.
And a lot of people think that this is going to be the announcement of a Washington Square Park stadium. Report dropped yesterday. Hot noon. Councilman from the 6th District, Jonathan Duncan, he said, it may not be Washington Square Park. Mm. It may be near Crown Center. Mm. Huh? What? What are we doing?
And the plot thickens.
Whoa. So, is this the end of Crown Center as we know it? Is this
Just be an expansion?
I don't know. They talking about south of Pershing Road. So that's just south. That's exactly where Crown Center is and where that open area is where the fountains are and Legoland.
So beautiful over there, by the way. But
man, this I love Crown. By beautiful. The way, Crown Center had the best movie nachos in the city. Bar none.
How long ago?
Oh, that was a long time ago. Anyways. Yeah, that's right. They stopped.
And the station, I mean, of course, Hot 103 Jams was located.
Oh,
over
yes,
there.
Yes, yes. We were.
I don't remember what
Carter
decade.
Media.
Rustin said, what decade was that?
It was before like 1990. It was like 88, 89.
Lots of history over there. Then.
Yeah, it was. Plus, yeah, Hallmark, Crown Center, all that. Look, man, we're going to dive into that because we got Jonathan Duncan. He's on his way right here to the studio, to the Brown and Kruger studio, to talk about this. This news that we're going to have that's going to shake Kansas City to its core in a good way. Can't wait to discuss that later on this morning, D.
Yeah, so make sure you set your alarm for 7:38 because that will be an exclusive right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. We love and appreciate you so much. And shout out to the cousins who's tapping in on the stream on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Love and appreciate y'all, too. And all the cousins, you doing it the old school way. You out there driving around the city. You on 470 going into Grandview Triangle. Ooh, please, man. Y'all just be cool out there. I know it's packed on 970 going into the downtown loop. Coming from Blue Springs, man, it's probably at least 15, 20 minutes right there. But thank you so much, wherever you are, wherever you're doing, however you tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning, including our fam in Top City and our folks over in Warrensburg by UCM. Thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine. We know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world, y'all.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shout out,
it's that 7-Eleven roll call right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Shout out to the cousins in us up. Big love and a shout out to the Zum bus service. Big love for you. Some of our students are saying they got about 4.5 weeks. So send us some prayers.
They count down.
Yeah, the students and the teachers. Everyone is counting down. Hoping that you all stay motivated and, of course, stay strong in the next 4.5 weeks because I know how I can feel, child. Mm-hmm. I get it. Good morning to Sheena, CC, Riri, Vez, and Ari. Big love to you. Shout out to Damien. That was sent over from your pops. I also heard you won a championship. Baseball? Okay, I know that's right. You better. Make sure you run your pop's pockets, right, by the way, too. You know, I'm good for that. Terrible. Big love to Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin said, happy administrative day to all the workers at KU Hospitals. Yes, all the hospitals around the town, too. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all of you all. Who else we got? 20th anniversary, a wedding anniversary. Major shout out to Anthony Hogan. That was sent from your wife, Ebony Hogan. 20 years, man.
Beautiful,
shout out to y'all.
Beautiful, beautiful.
The Sorrells family, what it do? Happy birthday to Bear from Tooties. We love you. Mm. Have a great day to all our.
Toughie.
Yeah, it was very tough. Jameer Messiah Nova Kenyon, what it do? Happy anniversary to Janisha from DJ Pushem. Love you. I know that's right. Another
DJ Pushem, I ain't heard him in a minute. What's up, dog?
Hey, look, they celebrating the anniversary. I know that's right.
DJ Pushem.
Mr. Man, great teacher. Good morning to the sisters.
I
Lucy
heard that name
in
like
Carissa.
15 years, D.
Well, they back at it. Pete's Barbershop in KCK. Big shout out to you. Some one of our cousins shouting out KPRS. I know that's right. Carmenard, Kirkwood Solomon family, Rich Harris, Stacey Davis, Brandon Blake, Anita Prama. What it do?
Love y'all.
Always.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 74. Currently, it is 60 at the K. LaToya Jackson speaks on Janet Jackson as fans speculate Janet was not included in the Michael biopic. Now, LaToya also shares her mother Catherine's opinion on the film.
Did you miss not having Janet in the movie?
I wish everybody was in the movie. So,
did you try to convince her and say, let's do it?
Well, she was asked and she kindly declined, so you have to respect her wishes. Cool. Mother has seen it and mother's here tonight. She's not doing the carpet, but she's here tonight. She loves it. She felt and really thought Jafar did an excellent job.
You know, now that I think about it, there's no significance with Janet being in this movie because
of the time period?
Yes, because in 88...
Remind us, what is the time period of this film?
So it sounds like from when Mike was born, 58, up until 88, when that's the Bad Tour. That's okay. The middle of the Bad World mm-hmm. Tour. Control came out in 86. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. So it's like... Control was like Janet's second album, but that was her big breakthrough yep. album. So it wasn't really no significance with Janet. That was his little sister. Because I had to think about this a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Now, in part two, she definitely should be in part
Absolutely.
Two.
Absolutely. She has to be, for sure. So, did you get your ticket yet? Don't forget.
Nah, okay. It'll be in 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, you did say that. Yeah. Well, I can't disclose too much, but I actually found a theater that is not packed, and it has so many seats.
Well, let me know.
So I'm going to send you the details when we get off air. Other news, rapper Akon, he talks about the most ungrateful genre of music.
I don't make no money from rap music. Absolutely none.
Wow.
The that I did for rap, I haven't received a penny. Only one artist I ever made money from, and that was T-Pain on the rap side. Like, I already knew that if I put on a rap, it's to get him out the street so he can feed his family. Mm. Like, that was my way of giving back, because I know that they don't know the business well enough. That's number one. And when you try to teach them, they think they already know the game.
Man, you just gonna slap Styles P in the face after being on your biggest song? Maybe that's not his biggest song.
Which song is that again?
Locked Up.
Oh, that was one of it. I mean, Akon has been a part of some really good projects.
He done did songs with Lady Gaga, so let me just...
Yeah, that's a whole nother beast, down, my boy.
My hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
We got a big day coming for us in Kansas City, a day that's going to change the landscape of how our city is, its infrastructure, and the downtown skyline as well. And to talk about it, we got Councilman Jonathan Duncan from the 6th District. He's in the building. He's up hustling and shining. Good morning, Jonathan. How you feeling?
Hey, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here in studio, in the historic Carter Studios.
Yes,
so, sir. Thanks for having
Love
me.
It. Yes, throwing sir. A little extra sauce on it this morning. I like that.
Right. Me too. So the news dropped that the Royals are making this announcement with Mayor Lucas, with John Sherman, with Mike Keogh. He's coming in here today. And, of course, it's about the stadium. And everybody thought that this was going to be at Washington Square Park for the past couple weeks or so. But news dropped that it may not be there. Is Crown Center, is how we see Crown Center going to be different coming up after today?
Yeah, I think we're going to have an announcement today that this target has again moved. And this seems to be an ever-developing story over the last, 4 years?
A very long time.
Yeah. Every time we check in with the Royals, it seems to be a different target of where the stadium is supposed to be. But now it's different, for me anyway, right? So the way that I think about it, you know, the city has authorized city manager Mario Vasquez to negotiate a $600 million municipal bond. And that's $600 million of our money. And the way that I think about it is like city council and the mayor, we're executives for a $2.5 billion corporation. A $2.5 billion corporation that's supposed to serve the people, our shareholders, 512,000 Kansas Cityans. John Sherman and the Royals, trust and believe, are making business decisions. And they're expecting us to make sentimental ones. And so when they play hide the ball or a bait and switch, which is what I considered what they did, I'm offended. I'm upset. And I think all of Kansas Cityans should be too. We have a responsibility as executives of this city to know what's going on with business deals. Because as you said, Brian, this is a historical development deal. But it's also backed by our bonds. And so if this project, for whatever reason, doesn't pan out, doesn't meet the financial projections, it's our money on the line.
And that's where I wanted my next question to go to, because I understand that the structure of how this is going to be paid is from our money that we spend at the stadium. So if the Royals, well, right now, we're not doing too good, 8-16, worst record in the league. If the attendance is not good, and all, you know, every year around June, July, when the Royals are not good, all of our attention goes to the Chiefs. And so if those numbers are not hitting as you projected, what is the outcome if we can't meet that $600 million within the time frame?
It means it comes out of our general revenue fund, right? And that's the same revenue that we used for basic city services. That's the revenue that we use to pay fire, police, your sanitation, your trash pickup, right? Those are your sidewalks. Those are your roads. And so, I mean, I think at the end of the day, we can look at it as we do the Power and Light. The Power and Light was also backed by city bonds, and those projections didn't work out. And so we subsidized the Power and Light. The city and Kansas Cityans subsidized the Power and Light to an amount of $10 million a year out of our general fund that could be going to other things because those financial projections didn't work out.
Yeah, Councilman, I wanted to ask you, I know the KC tenants have expressed great concern on the cost of living increase that could happen if the Royals are moved to either Washington Park or even Crown Center. Honestly, it'd be the same thing and displacing families, students, and other Kansas Cityans. Are those thoughts being taken in consideration at all?
I mean, in short, no. Right? I mean, every time that we have, you know, major development like this, there should be consideration of displacement. There should be consideration. And when we think about, you know, I was talking before the break, talking about what happens if this project fails, if the projections don't line up, that money's coming out of our budget. That's the money that we use to provide services to our homeless. It's the money that we use to provide affordable housing for our people. And so this is all about risk, right? And the city's taking on all the risk, and the Royals are getting all the benefit. The only reason that the Royals are trying to leave the K is so they can build a village that's going to make them more money. And it's on our backs. And that ain't right. And when we're doing it on the backs of our people, and then we're going to displace people in the process, make that make sense. Where's the community benefit in that?
Mm-hmm. And then we were going to do away with the e-tax too. That was on the line a couple weeks ago. Of course, that's not a factor now, but it's just, I'm just thinking about, okay, 2033 comes up, 2034 or whatever. And they see that, okay, this is not going to meet this windfall. And it's like, how do Kansas Cityans protest that? What power do the people hold if it's announced that, hey, well, we're going to have to do away with certain programs. We're going to do away with certain funding from KCPS. These are just examples, by the way. We're going to do it with funding with our homeless programs and how, you know, affordable housing and like all of these things are going to be affected if the Royals are short of this money coming up, you know, 10 years from now or so.
Yeah. And I mean, I think on the front end, right, you know, I said this before that if we're going to make a deal, and whether it be with the Royals or any other development corporation, that those financials should be set in stone and there should be clawback measures if they don't work out. Right now, it's municipally backed bonds. That's city backed bonds. So if this don't work out, that's on our backs. But why does that have to be? Why does he have to be city backed bonds? Why can't there be provisions in there that the Royals got to eat it? Because last I checked, we have a $2.5 billion budget, and John Sherman's worth just about as much as our budget.
So, okay, with the bonds, is that just for the stadium or is that for the entire project, including the entertainment district that's going to be around the stadium?
But here's the thing, Brian. I don't know. And neither does anyone else. And that's a problem. Right? So where's the transparency? I was telling you all this during the break. You know, I'm not looking for attention, but I think it's a responsibility upon city leaders to be transparent with their government, especially when it's our money on the line.
I feel like we should just open the phone lines, B.
Go ahead.
Cousins, call us right now. We want to get
there.
We want to get your thoughts. We've been talking about this Royal Stadium for a while. Conversation of Washington Square Park, Crown Center. How do you feel about it? 816-540-1033. Give us a call right now, Cousins.
Man, I have to agree with the Councilman Duncan on this a bit because, you know, it's the same thing I was thinking about. First of all, there's nothing wrong with the catch. The Royals been selling out at the K forever. They're making boatloads of money. And so why do we have to risk and invest more money for them to move to a different location, which is going to displace people, raise property taxes, and all these other costs is going to incur, traffic hazard nightmare while they're doing all of the construction down there. Like, all this stuff, it doesn't make sense. It just seems like greed is overruling reasoning. And then again, like you said, the Royals are not eating any of this. When it's not like they broke or can't afford it. Like, I don't understand why it has to be on the back of the city all the time when they come with all these great ideas. I like the Royals, and I want the Royals to stay, and I want them to stay in Kansas City, but I don't think downtown still looks, even if they were to move at all. But I don't even see what's wrong with the K. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you for sharing, Cousin.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man. Have a good one. Be a blessing, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You know, and I think that a lot of the cousins share that same sentiment about the K and it, you know, I still want the K. I think it's still the most beautiful ballpark in the world as far as baseball is concerned.
It's
I really
still going
to
be the K. There's the K in the way.
Yeah. I just, when you were in these council meetings, and why was there never talk of any trying to develop outside of the K and try and keep them there before all of this happened?
I mean, I think this goes back to promises, right? And like why I wanted to ensure that anything that comes, that any development agreement that's going to be signed comes back to city council for approval, because when they developed the Truman Sports Complex, it was supposed to spur all this development, and that never happened, right? So when we're putting our money on the line, we should expect a return on that investment. And what I tell folks often, because I have to deal with developers and developer attorneys each and every day, is that as fierce as a defender are that you are as a representative for your client, for your developer, I have to be a fierce defender for our people, right? We need a return on investment from these projects, and they're going to promise us the moon, but at the end of the day, it's on our backs. And excuse my language, I don't know if I can say this on air, but it's our butts on the line.
Okay,
right?
Now you good.
You could have took it a step further. So you
it is our ass. It's our ass on the line.
Yeah, you okay. Good. He's speaking facts this morning, is he not?
No, John.
I get it.
No, for real. Man, we appreciate you so much for coming on short notice, because this news literally dropped less than 24 hours from where we are now. But I know you got to head downtown now and you know, do your thing. You know, you got your pearly whites already. So
I'm looking forward to finding out more about this. And I promise everyone listening that I will continue to be an advocate for our people, and I will continue to advocate for a transparent government. Right.
There it is. Jonathan Duncan, man, can't wait to have you back on. Have a good one, and please continue to be a blessing.
All right, yo.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time, high up 74. Currently, it is 61 at Swope Park. Trick Daddy, this time, he's not pissing off the K's. He is pissing off women over the age of 40.
It's like the older you get, the more serious you want to get out of life. And your seriousness don't involve me, don't involve men. I'm tired of women bragging about their credit score and their LLCs and all this shit. All these rules, lawyer standing. I want me a little nice, young, tender something that's going to appreciate me. I think older women has got it up.
He is 51 years of age.
Golly. It's talking like he's 31, like, or 21. Like, come on, dog. Where's the growth? Where the growth, dog?
Growth don't look good on him.
Nothing looks good on
Yikes. You had to take it there. You ain't do him like that.
I'm just saying. I mean, do it, would you? You know? You look at Trick Daddy and you say what?
Next song.
Kid Cuisine.
Next song.
Look like one of the brownies from Kid Cuisine.
I ain't finna do him like that. I'm not finna do all that. Yeah. But, I mean, you know.
But hold on. Where was his sympathy when he talking about women, though? Come on, man. If he dish out something, that's what you're going to get back.
He wasn't dissing about the looks. Dissing the same category. It's like somebody dissing you in a certain category and then you taking it like a whole nother level. Like, we're not even talking about looks.
Yes, he was.
He's talking about LLCs and all other stuff. It's Trick Daddy. Whatever. Like, okay. We still like, okay. That's what it is. Other news. Drake is in the headlines. He been doing his big thing over in his hometown in Canada. He dropped like a whole project of ice, literally. The ice had to melt.
Oh my
there were
God.
Streamers out there trying to help the massive ice blocks outside of Toronto's Bond Place Hotel melt, because inside of it, he dropped the date of his album.
Oh my gosh.
Which is May 15th, called Iceman. So I know that you are a big Drake fan.
You really think I'll be listening to you?
So, B, I was just making sure that you knew May 15th is your new date.
You are a hater.
A new project.
So. And I want to say y'all make me sick. You get on my damn nerves. I can't stand y'all.
I'll wait till you listen to it so you can tell me your favorite songs off your favorite artist.
Get out of here.
That's the morning gossip.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those trustworthy, organized, and artistic Taurus.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a major birthday shout out to TV personality and podcaster, one half of Poor Minds. Happy birthday to Dre and Nicole. Sending over birthday love to former NFL star with the nickname Beast Mode. Happy birthday to Marshawn Lynch. A happy birthday to actress, comedian, author, and TV personality who's been in the industry for decades. Happy birthday to Sherry Shepherd. And last but not least, a big happy birthday to a dynamic media pioneer known as the founder and chairperson of Urban One, which is the largest African-American owned and operated broadcast company in the nation. Sending a special happy birthday to Kathy Hughes.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Chris Dupree, Darren Ferguson, and Dewana O'Gwen. Sending birthday love to Eric Drumsticks White, Anthony Redmond, and Jessica Snyder. Happy birthday, Ryan Kemp, Sandy Quinn, Julie Martin, and Scotty Sativa. Sending birthday love to Ashton Smith, Michael Cooper, and Corey Knight. Plus, happy birthday, Robin Thicke, my dog, Jerron Moore, and a special happy heavenly birthday to the mother of DJ Fresh and the Papa. Happy birthday to everybody born on April 22nd. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your
day.
Happy
birthday. Put your hand up.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, everybody. Do you appear to be full of excuses? According to Preparing Rich, if you have a habit of making excuses, it may be functioning as a defense mechanism for you. It typically comes from insecurity or sometimes feeling like you are not enough or unjustly criticized. If you desire to know if you have a habit of making excuses, tune in to how you are responding to others. Learn your emotional triggers, communication style, and personality traits. Document what they are. Increase your self-esteem to become more confident in who you are and your abilities. Learn your strengths and growth areas. Consider your contribution to problems and own it. It's okay. Create and try to maintain an emotionally safe space around you, starting with providing one. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.